It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift, and the NFL owners' meetings were going on this week, and Coach Raheem Morris spoke to the media. They do this breakfast thing. It's kind of like a breakout where reporters can walk around different tables and visit with different head coaches.
Yeah, some of the reporters just like sleep at the table next to the head coach, like the guy did next to Mike Tomlin when he was sweating profusely. It's kind of an interesting
combination.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. It's a busy time. All right. So this comes from Orlando Ledbetter, of course, the beat writer from the AJC, and he had tweeted out. What did I say? Tell me, Dylan, did I just mess up?
Oh, no, you just Uncle forgot Led's, the D, that's all.
I forgot the D?
Yeah.
Sorry, Uncle Led, forgive me.
Never forget the D.
Forgive me. I need coffee. Falcons coach Raheem Morris, this is D. Orlando Ledbetter's tweet. He says that Raheem Morris said Mike Hughes can go inside and outside and Clark Phillips can go inside and outside. He said, we're going to give it a rip inside for Phillips, something he's been working on right now. So, and as we know, Nickelback D. Alford was not re-signed by the team.
I think I've talked to Arch about this like a lot. And he and I, went in our conversations, he's like, I think people completely underestimate how hard it is to play in that nickel spot. Like, it is incredibly hard to switch to the nickel and just say, oh, yeah, it's just not easy to play in there. I think, and Mike, correct me if you think I'm a little bit off, but I think some of the attributes you need to play that are different than on the outside. And it's just not one of those things where a guy from the outside can just walk in and be like, I'm going to play the nickel now, and I'm going to be good at it, because it is hard. This statement kind of means nothing to me. It's a nothing burger. Because here's my point. That doesn't mean that they're not going to draft a corner, to me. Because Mike Hughes, we've also seen play the nickel. And actually, Mike Hughes, I thought, played it pretty well.
Yeah.
And so they could still draft a guy in the first round to go outside with AJ. And then you could have Hughes in the nickel, and Clark Phillips could be a depth guy that plays both.
Yeah, and I'm with you to an extent. There's, to me, there's been no position
that's been affected the way that nickel has in the last 15 years. When you look at what they're asked to do now, when you're in these sub packages on defense, and really nickel is a full-time starter for most teams in the NFL these days, you're going to be in nickel a lot of times. I think the interesting part of it is, I think when you look at Mike Hughes, he's twitchy enough and has enough size that he can still play the nickel but also be that box player. But him moving outside, I fully believe in Clark Phillips. Now, Clark Phillips is a smaller body. He's going to be asked to do things that require a little more physicality, but I'm with you. Playing nickel in today's NFL is a certain skill set that not a lot of people possess. There is so many motions that you have to deal with at the nickel position of guys going behind the line of scrimmage and orbit motions and stacks at the wide receiver position, reading, get off the line of scrimmage. It's a little bit crazy. So I'm glad to hear that we're already talking about him working there. I'm with you, though. I don't think this puts a lid on anything you would do in the draft. I don't think anything at this point deters you from drafting anybody, any position. So, yeah, I thought it was insightful into how the Falcons view the future at that spot. And I think they got guys that are definitely capable of pulling it off.
Just pulled up this tweet from Steve Weish, who, of course, is for NFL Media and had some time working here in Atlanta, too, so we know him well around these parts. He had put out there on X, Falcons coach Raheem Morris said backup QB Kirk Cousins has made him and others aware he would like to be the starter, leading to the thought that Cousins would be very willing to waive his no-trade clause. Morris said they have not reached a point where those discussions have materialized with Cousins. Morris also added that he would not be surprised if Cousins stayed away from voluntary offseason workouts. Again, this coming from Steve Weish.
Yeah, it's twofold for me, Mike. The first part is, I think we said this the other day, I'd like to be 6'4", 235.
That's exactly how I responded to this tweet yesterday when I saw it. I go, yeah, I'd love to have abs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to have abs, but some things are just not in the cards.
The other thing, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole with personally, and this is not about the story. I'm so over how people are reacting to this story. There's a lot of things that are true. First off, I don't believe for the life of me that Kirk Cousins will be traded before June. I especially don't believe, and I think I will just go 100% not before the draft. A, he said he doesn't want to be traded before the draft. B, it really makes no sense for this team to trade him before June. You're really not getting anything out of it. People are like, well, we get a seventh-round pick. Dude, a seventh-round pick is not worth, 30-something million dollars, because that's essentially what you're doing by trading him before then. It's not. You can get,
you're getting Zion Logue.
Yeah, and where the hell is he at?
He's not here.
Exactly. Thank you. The other thing is quit getting and. Why do people get so mad with the organization? And I love the fact, the thing that we should be celebrating a little bit is that from the very top, with Arthur, with the GM, and with the head coach, they're all saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I think for everyone who wants to say this is an embarrassment, it's an embarrassment. No, they're actually handling this, I think, as well as it can be handled.
Yeah, I'm with you. And there's, questions about the business side of this. This is the best case business side of this. I think it speaks to a lot of how they envision Kirk Cousins. I think Raheem kind of mentioned that a number of times yesterday. So did Arthur Blank. But there's just, to your point, there is a lot of things going in the Falcons' corner to drag this out as long as possible. You don't have to rush into this and, trying to just simply say, well, it's a bad look, or we're doubling down, and to try to make the Falcons' front office look bad in this decision-making process is just dumb. It's just, there's no point for the Falcons right now to rush out and make some kind of deal that does not make sense for them in any way.
Well, and I think, real quick, that's the problem for me. Everyone keeps saying that Kirk is trying to screw the team, and then the Falcons look like they're lost, and they're embarrassing. I beg to differ. How about the fact that both sides are doing 100% what's best for them, and that's okay. That's how business works. Have we not learned at this point in our adult lives how business works? You do the best for you in business. You do the best for you. You do what's best for you from a business professional speaking away, and that is exactly what both sides are doing. How you can get mad at either side really doesn't make sense to me.
So, and we know that Blank did speak with the media as well yesterday, and so he talked about how he had spent an hour on the phone with Kirk Cousins and took five pages of notes stating that Kirk understands the situation. He understands our situation. He understands that we've committed a lot of funds to him over a period of time. Aspirations have been, from this standpoint, from our standpoint, certainly he would play a couple of years, if not longer, and things didn't develop that way.
So 5 pages of notes is a lot. When he said he took 5 pages of notes, I'm like, what did it say? I mean, what could it have possibly said that took 5 pages? That was my biggest
Maybe
curiosity about this
big.
Entire thing.
Maybe he just writes.
You think
really
he
big.
Has a hand like his or, handwritten font is or, like 33?
Or it was on sticky notes.
That's a lot of sticky notes.
That's only five.
The small like detective size notepads
yeah,
where he's
yeah.
just flipping.
He's yeah. like he's like oh sticky note okay sticky note and it was really just like five bullet points.
The notepad that fits in your front pocket.
Like, wants to be starter.
He
wants to be traded after draft.
Blank did say that the organization wants to be as thoughtful and sensitive to Cousins as we can while still doing what's right for the organization.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I do believe that they are. They've not made any begrudging comments about Cousins. I thought what Raheem said about him the other day was I thought it was spot on as well, but it was very, you know, like he's a great guy. We know he'll do the right thing because that's who he is and that's who he's always been. You know, they could have said other things. I saw an interview, and I'm not really sure where it's from, but it was a clip. It was like a 4-minute clip. Our boy Mincy shouted to me on Twitter, and it was a Bijan Robinson. And he talked about the differences in what Penix brought to the offense last year, among other things. But he also talked about how Kirk handled the transition from starter to backup last season. And he said, dude, you could tell Kirk was in practice. He was still coaching all of us up. He was still helping Michael Penix. He was doing everything. Like, Kirk was being that guy, the guy that everyone talks about and the guy that we know he is.
Yeah, the consummate pro. And you expect that from him. I did think there was the one thing, to Tiff's point, that Arthur did say that was relatively insightful to me was the, you know, I think at the end of the day, what happens will happen. Maybe something pre-draft, post-draft, I don't know. That, like, okay, so we got irons in the fire here. Like, you know, like that was kind of insightful to me because he could have just been like, yeah, we fully expect him to be the backup on the team next year. It's like, yeah, we'll see what, you know, maybe something happens pre-draft, post-draft. I don't know.
See, I didn't think it was irons in the fire as much as we're open for business. Give us a call if you can make us the offer that's best for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, irons in the fire.
Okay.
I think we're saying the same thing. Like,
all right.
We're out there. Like, we got a line in the water.
I guess where it gets confused, I heard, I was listening to Duke Samuel yesterday, and they played Diana Rossini talking about how she thinks Cleveland's a real option, and she's obviously a trusted source. But when she was kind of asked why, and she goes, well, there's just too much conversation about it. Well, but we're the ones talking about it. It's not.
Maybe she didn't mean the outside. She might have meant there's too much conversation amongst people within the league. And
yeah,
I think that's probably what she.
And I guess the point is the only it only feels like I've heard the Browns people say, well, you know, like the insiders say, well, that's what makes sense. I'm just not sure who's really talking about it, because the Browns think that they're just going to they've had it reported from their own mouths. Well, if he gets cut, and it's like, I just don't think there's any way, shape, or form they cut Kirk Cousins. I really don't. It just makes no sense.
I'm with you on that. I don't think they'll cut him at all, and I think maybe they're playing a little bit of game of chicken. I don't know what cards that Cleveland holds at this point, and that's the curiosity of it.
Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.